Titus, chapter 2. But you speak the things which befit the sound doctrine. That aged men be temperate, grave, sober-minded, sound in faith, in love, in patience. That aged women likewise be reverent in demeanor, not slanderers, not enslaved to much wine, teachers of that which is good. That they may train the young women to love their husbands, to love their children. To be sober-minded, chaste, workers at home, kind, being in subjection to their own husbands, that the word of God not be blasphemed. The younger men likewise exhort to be sober-minded. In all things showing yourself an example of good works, in your doctrine showing uncorruptness, gravity. Sound speech, that can't be condemned, that he who is of the contrary part may be ashamed, having no evil thing to say of us. Exhort slaves to be in subjection to their own masters, and to be well-pleasing to them in all things, not opposing. Not purloining, but showing all good fidelity, that they may adorn the doctrine of God our Savior in all things. For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all men. Instructing us, to the intent that, denying ungodliness and worldly desires, we should live soberly and righteously and godly in this present age. Looking for the blessed hope and appearing of the glory of Jesus Christ, our great God and Savior. Who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity, and purify to himself a people for his own possession, zealous of good works. These things speak and exhort and reprove with all authority. Let no man despise you.